What's in the news? The world celebrates Christmas.
Buon Natale.
I'm Peter King. Pope Francis has delivered his Christmas message from the Vatican, lamenting the winds of war and hoping for peace between Israelis and Palestinians.
Preghiamo perché...
Let us pray that the will to resume dialogue may prevail between the parties and that a negotiated solution can finally be reached, one that would allow the peaceful coexistence of two states within mutually agreed and internationally recognized borders.
CBS's Robert Berger is in Bethlehem, where pilgrims lined up to enter the Church of the Nativity.
But it's a sparse turnout this year due to recent West Bank violence. Palestinians have been protesting against President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital, so many tourists stayed away.
From the International Space Station, some reflections from astronaut Mark Vanderhei.
And I know this is a season when we all hope for peace on Earth, and it strikes me as something that really is doable and needs to happen from this vantage point where we see no borders.
There was extra security in New York, but visitors and locals were still able to enjoy the splendor of midnight mass at St. Patrick's.
It was packed, but it was wonderful. We really felt the spirit of Christmas in there.
In this beautiful Patrick Church. My son is named Patrick.
It's very hectic, but it's beautiful.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Peter King, CBS News.